Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hop on. Turn it up! Let's go! Get this thing started! Get this party started, baby! Ass whooping! Ownership! Ownership, baby! Let's go! Woo! What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Winner's Lounge!
Let's go!
Let's go. The mustache is flying off. Denver Nuggets! Get a shorthanded win. No Nikola Jokic. No problem as the Denver Nuggets pick up a win. 115-103 over the Los Angeles Clippers. And I'm telling you, there's no shortage of great stuff to talk about. Guys, the vibes truly are immaculate tonight.
They are.
Presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated app. Hey, how do we do, Dev?
We won a lot.
We won everything we bet live, too, during the watch-along.
Is that right?
I think so.
Dude, the watch-along tonight was... I mean, it's so fun. I swear to God, man. Like, when the Nuggets are winning, it's just the book. It's hanging with the fellas.
Really?
Is that what it is? The watch-along is just the hanging with the fellas.
More time with the fellas.
Let me introduce the crew. Guys, it's retro night at the DMVR bar as Breckenridge Brewery launched the brand new Mile High City Golden Ale. We had a party here tonight, and I'm telling you, this bar was packed like it hasn't been since the playoffs. Since the playoffs. Honestly, man, this place was popping. The vibes were great. People were loving it. Lots of Breck Brew to be drunk tonight. And over here, look at this retro man, Brendan Vogt.
Enough from the Clippers. Enough. Stop picking this team.
Get the Jesus. Fix your mustache. Come on, man. Don't disrespect the retro.
It might be broken.
Don't disrespect the retro, man.
I'm sorry.
That was, you said a Spider-Man reference or Batman?
Batman.
Yeah, Batman reference there. All right. Well, there you go. Over here, Curly himself, Harrison Wind.
Yeah, I'm going to echo vote. I don't want to hear another word about the Clippers all season. I'm done with them. I don't care about them. I'm not afraid of them. Nobody should be.
Who's afraid of the Clippers?
A bunch of media beat writers are, apparently.
Man, we'll get into that, man.
I don't want to hear anything about the Clippers the rest of the season. Dude, They're done.
The Clippers got to feel so owned by They've got to feel owned. And then over here, the man looking fly, bringing the soul to the party, Superstar Dev.
You know what I'm starting to believe and think? I think Denver good out west. I think they good out west.
Man, going full jaw. Going full jaw on them. There's no shortage. I mean, I'm telling you, this show might go long. We don't even have anybody at the arena tonight. It might go long. Let's get a quick recap here. My notes are a little shorter than usual because this game, you know, we're distracted tonight. But 10 assists in the first quarter. Of all the things that can happen in this game, the ball is popping tonight was not something I expected to happen. Nuggets actually only get 24 assists. So it was really only popping for that first quarter. But 10 assists. Porter playing great on both ends. Some big-time defensive plays. Some big-time drives. Guys, Michael Driver Jr.
It was big.
The party is still raging downstairs. You love to hear it. And then the Nuggets go up 34-32 at the end of the first quarter. Offensive battle in that first quarter. Second quarter, Zeke playing big. This is my big note tonight. He's had a career-high 6 offensive rebounds, but he was using his body really well, offensively and defensively, just sealing guys, drawing fouls. The Clippers like to play a bunch of guys who are really small forwards, and they like to play them 1 through 5, right? A lot of guys. Well, Zeke and Aaron Gordon are guys that are like, no, you're 6'9". You know, you're 6'9", 220. That's too little.
Right.
I'm 6'10", 240. You're too little for me, and Zeke did a good job of that tonight.
They don't call him Z-Dog for nothing.
Do they call him Z-Dog?
I actually don't even.
I don't think they do.
I don't even do that.
DeAndre Jordan passing the ball tonight. Had some nice passes.
He might have entered the conversation.
He might have entered the conversation tonight. And then I thought Jamal Murray was just hitting some absolute beauties in this game, looking confident. Like, we joke about the Murray's back, but he's for real back over these last few games because the shots are confident ones. Like, he's shooting them, and he's running back on defense. Like, he's just – he feels like he can score on you anytime. 57-58 Clippers, so Nuggets still trailing. Start of the third quarter, guys, very, very beginning, Jamal Murray rolled his ankle. And I thought, it's fun over. is it over? Like, we had a little bit of a half where we were feeling good. He ties up the laces a little bit extra tight, stays in the game, looked fine. Nuggets fell behind a little bit, but battled back, took a lead, and forced the Clippers to call a timeout. Bruce comes into the game and injects some life into the game. Like, I thought the Nuggets were playing good, but they were missing something. Bruce was like, I know what you're missing. Toughness, hustle, tenacity. Just punch these guys, dude. They're too weak. Punch them.
They're ready to fold if you fight.
What's your line you always like to say? The energy's about to change. Bruce Brown checked in and was like, the energy's about to change. And it was when that happened. Contested everything. I swear to God, he had like 20 contested shots tonight. He was flying around. Just 23 points for the Clippers in the third quarter. So both teams scoring in the first half. Who's going to get some defense? Nuggets strike first, and guess what? They take a lead, 86-81. Norman Powell was in his bag for a moment here. I don't know if you guys remember that. He was in his bag for a little bit.
He was
getting some buckets. And then John Wall posterized Zeke Nnaji. And the Nuggets' mettle was tested in the fourth quarter. Their mettle was tested. You played good. It's demoralizing to play good and then blow it. Wasn't to be, though. Nuggets maintain a little five-point lead. Clippers call a timeout. And coming out of that timeout, Bruce Brown gets a steal. You go to a timeout, and you think, we need to get a good one here.
Right.
Bruce Brown gets a steal, takes it coast to coast for an and one. Nuggets get into the bonus up with 5 minutes to go. Kawhi Leonard tries to post up Jamal Murray. Jamal steals the inbounds. Kawhi fouls him out of frustration. And then to close the game, the Nuggets up 10. They're starting to punch. Clippers are getting desperate. They start trapping Jamal Murray. And what do we have to do to get out of this trap? Release valve Michael Porter. And Michael, you don't have shots. They're taking away the shot, but it's 4-on-3. You got to use your dribble game. You got to use your creation game. You got to go back to high school, get a little one-on-one game going. And boy, did he have it tonight. Punish them, slam the door shut on them, and the Nuggets get the win. Woo! Those were fun highlights.
Woo!
Dev, baby, get us started here.
Baby.
We got Eric here too, guys. I know everybody jones for Eric. We'll do a little swap out here.
We know you guys only really like Eric.
Dev, what's your big takeaway?
Just looking at this game, it's just official. The Nuggets have the pieces. They have the pieces.
It's official now?
It's official. This was a game that they didn't have Nikola Jokic, their best player. Everybody counted them out, and they showed that this is not the team of the past. This is not the squad, which was solely reliant on Jokic to get them there, that they could win against a team that everyone is picking out west. They showed that they could compete against a team that has Kawhi Leonard. They have another superstar in this league, and they go out and they get a gutsy win. They were tested this entire time, and they still was able to get it done. So this was a big-time win for Denver, and it's just great to just see that they have other guys that could just step in, and they just fit in seamlessly.
Yeah.
I love it. I've been here, but tonight was another one that just like
absolutely.
The Nuggets keep you keep going like, man, I think I like, do I know what I think I know right now?
Right.
And every game they keep telling us like, yes, we're 42 games in, and they keep telling us like, yes, believe.
Yeah.
Harrison, what's your takeaway?
It has to do with Michael Porter Jr.
Okay,
and this started against the Suns 2 nights ago and continued tonight. He's taking the ball to the rim. He's looking to drive the ball. He turned down open threes tonight.
Yep.
He turned down open threes against the Suns 2 nights ago.
His three-pointer is struggling right now.
And he's driving the ball. He took a shot tonight. He took a hard fall tonight in the first quarter. Subbed out. Looked like he got up a little gingerly. We were like, oh, is he okay? Comes back, takes the ball to the rim again, and has this crazy reverse layup finish. Like, I've just been so impressed with how he's game is kind of adapting, where he's not just settling for the three every time. Now he's looking to take the ball to the rim, and I'm wondering if he's, you know, more confident just in his body and his athleticism, his ability to absorb contact. But he's looking to be aggressive off the dribble, and that was my biggest takeaway from his game tonight.
And confidence too, you know, like when everybody's healthy, everybody has to sacrifice because there's so much, right? And when guys go down and you have to change, it's like, okay, do you have something else in your bag tonight? Murray, Porter, both in particular, I was like, yeah, they do have more in their bag.
Yeah.
And they went to that tonight, and it was so great to see. And Porter in particular, I want to hang on this for a while, but Porter in particular, since he came back from injury, because I feel like there's two seasons for him. The first one, are you hopping in right now? Dev's tired? Is he texting to get out of here? Dev just wanted to make the appearance of the afro.
That's not true. I'm going to take the opportunity. I'm going to take the opportunity.
We'll never know.
All right. Well, Dev, it was good seeing you. It was great costumes.
Dream of us, Dev.
Dream of us, Dev.
Stay on Sunday for the takeover. Dream of us. He's going to go down in disco is what he's going to do, man.
He's just at the bar when we end the show.
No, but Michael Porter, I feel like there's been two seasons with him. The first one, and then he was out for, I don't know, however many games he was out for, and then it restarted. It reset. And in the first one, he shot the piss out of the ball, like 45, 47% or something like that.
50 at one point.
50 yeah. at one point. And in the second portion of this, I feel like he shot the ball well. I mean, he's at like 38%. It's a little bit of a struggle lately, but he's shooting the ball well. But he's doing the other stuff. Defense, rebounding. And then tonight, off the dribble, and he's been getting to the rim the last couple of games in ways that make you encouraged.
He just never does that. He's never gotten to the rim or really tried to get to the rim consistently.
This year, he used to do it. I mean, we forget this, but he used to do it really, really well.
Yep, that's right.
He used to have more pop to his game and more off the dribble and stuff like this. And I feel like there is with a player of his caliber, a rein it in, fit in, and then expand it, knowing better where your spots are. And I just feel
so
like that's
to do.
But that's the process that I'm seeing from him, and it's like it's so freaking gorgeous.
I wrote that in the roundtable today. I don't think people realize how hard it is to be all the things that Michael is asked to be at once. It's not very easy to be a third option. And, you know, his leash is shorter than a lot of guys, right? Like, the ball may not find you, but if you don't play D, you're sitting, you know? And, like, it's a different equation for him than it is for other players. I think he's passed a great many of the tests put his way.
I agree.
My big takeaway, I don't mean to be dismissive. I understand why they're there. I don't think they're irrational. But the fake trades are boring. Play MPJ and go win it.
I love it.
Can I tell you, I don't know if you guys are fully aware of this. As you give like earnest, heartfelt trades through
that we're wearing
a fake,
and a
dumb mustache, it is so enjoyable to watch happen.
It's enjoyable to do. To be
I
honest,
I meant every
with
word
you.
I just said so I, passionately.
I know you should have a costume. Where's your costume? Every single game.
What the hell?
I took my wig off because number one, it
do you
betrays
know
my true nature.
How ridiculous I look right now.
You know?
Do you see this?
Can I tell you something? You look better than you normally do. I don't know what to say.
You can take that
however you want.
That's tough.
It's an insult.
You look take it like an insult. Incredible. I don't know what to do with that. Guys, the Denver Nuggets. That's all.
That's all?
No, dude.
We kicked Dev off the show for that.
Listen.
Thanks, bro.
Consider this. This was a night where it was audition night for a great number of players. Like a lot of people that are not only lifted up, but it's sort of overshadowed by Nikola Jokic, had the chance to show who they are, what they have, what they can do, and like what more could you ask for? They beat the Clippers on the road in crypto.
In crypto, no less.
Can you believe it?
Tough they did it in crypto.
Can you believe it? They overcame the crypto curse.
Yeah.
No, but truly, like Michael Porter Jr. looked incredible. Jamal Murray looked amazing. He looked so poised, so in control. Like, I mean, I've said many times the day that Nikola Jokic retires, I'll never watch basketball again.
Yeah,
but like,
you said that.
Watching Jamal Murray be in control of this team tonight, I think I might give it a year or two extra before I turn into a hockey fan.
Honestly, man, Jamal Murray's game really is gorgeous. And like, there's so many takeaways from this. Is that your big takeaway?
My big takeaway is that the Nuggets that needed to step up all stepped up.
Yep.
And they showed that this is not a one-man show, that this is truly a well-constructed team. Like we've been saying, I mean, there's no greater demonstration of the fact that the Nuggets can beat you in so many different ways than the fact they were able to do it without the two-time MVP running the show.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Folks, what's your big takeaway?
I gave it already. But the fake trades bore me, man.
The fake trades bore you.
Go in with MPJ.
What about the fake mustaches?
No, I love those. Go in with MPJ. MPJ is good enough.
So you
man.
Just don't
They've
think.
They've got the squad.
I understand there are trades, like, it's the front office's job to be diligent for the rest of the season about ways to upgrade. And I'm not talking down on anyone who thinks that way. I get it. I just, as far as the big shuffle ups, the core, the starting lineup, man. That's a winning basketball player. I see a winning basketball player.
It's I do too, man.
Fair to question how it'll look in the playoffs because we haven't seen it consistently yet. But when he stays on the floor, he gets better. He plays the right way. He does the things they ask him to do. If we're going to put every mistake under the microscope the way we do, I'm going to put everything he does well under the microscope, too. And there are plenty of them, man. There are plenty of them.
Here's my big takeaway, and I have a million of them. I mean, that's why I say this pod might go long. But
start with one.
But I'll start with
the one that's big.
I'll start with the one that's big here, the real big takeaway. That is that, you know, the word of the year is connected. I mean, we keep talking about connected, and great teams have to find lots of different ways to beat you. You don't have Jokic. There's a lot of guys that could say, okay, it's on me now. Murray could have said, I got to go for 50 tonight and dance around and do this or Bones or this or that. What I saw tonight was a team that was like, you know what? We know what to do. We're better than our individual selves. Like, we all come together and do this thing. And tonight, that's just what I saw. I saw a team that didn't come out here changing the game plan up just because Jokic wasn't here. They were a team that stayed in that rhythm, stayed in that connectedness, played different. They had to call different numbers. It was a team win. It just was a team win.
Totally.
And you look at that, and a Clippers team, you know, we joke. I sent you, Kale, did you get the screen grabs? Pull this up. Earlier this week, this was the NBA.com did a survey, all these beat reporters. Which team will represent the NBA Finals? Clippers, 34%. They haven't shown anything that makes you think, oh, yeah. All right, what's the other one? What team is poised to make a big Clippers number two. Like, the Clippers haven't shown anything. And here's the thing. Everybody analyzes basketball today just on, like, street ball talent. You know, just of like, oh, on paper, though, man, they got these guys. And what makes you think that those guys are going to come together in a meaningful way?
Kawhi Leonard's not bringing that team together.
At all.
No. I won money on his under tonight.
Like, that wasn't a team that played as a team tonight. That wasn't a
cohesive group.
They played
harder without their stars, like, last year.
That's so true.
But that's what's also so beautiful about just how Denver won tonight, because the Nuggets and Clippers are total opposites in how they were built.
Yeah.
You know, the Clippers built through just, let's try to build a super team and fill out the rest, and the Nuggets were actually built the right way organically. And then the Nuggets, just without the best player in the world tonight, just beat the Clippers by playing a team game. Like, that makes it even more beautiful.
This league is so talented, man. Like, there's so much talent. This league really is so talented right now, and that there's so many teams like the Clippers where you're like, oh my God, they've got Kawhi and Paul George, and they've got John Wall there.
It's just
this extra piece. Marcus Morris, a one-on-one beast, and all these different guys. And then you're like, yeah, but they're just individuals, man. And that's why I think the Clippers have to be completely and wholly demoralized by the Denver Nuggets. Because no matter what they do, the Nuggets just embarrass them every time. And I think that the Clippers probably go into that going, well, wasn't that Kawhi played bad? It wasn't that, you know, any of this. It's just that we're just a bunch of guys and they're a team.
There's something about this Nuggets team where they're not scared of anybody. And I don't think they would be scared of the Clippers. They beat them in the bubble. Since then, they've owned them. But anybody in the West that the Nuggets are going to go up against in the playoffs, they're not scared of them. They're not going to be intimidated by anybody. No. I think Denver will go into every series this playoffs thinking they're going to win, even against Golden State, because I think they did get a lot of confidence from just playing Golden State
and
that first round series last year and just how it went. I just think this team right now doesn't think anybody can beat them, and they just have the utmost confidence in themselves against anyone.
But vote the Clippers in particular. They're the seven seed. Nuggets are, I don't know. Like, do you think they have tried to avoid, like, do everything in their powers to avoid Denver?
They should. I mean, they may not have that luxury, right, with where they're at.
You're right. They might just have to win.
But if you're the Nuggets, you sign up for that series tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah. And you say, we start this afternoon.
Right.
I mean, it can't come fast enough. It's the mental edge is there. And here's the other thing. I know the team has changed a ton, but the core, and let's say Jamal, Jokic, Malone Nuggets, right? Those guys went through it all together. They spent 4 or 5 years working out the kinks to get to this place. Chris Paul didn't come over and all of a sudden they skipped the line.
Right.
And it's not Kawhi and Paul George didn't pick them in free agency. But what the Clippers, if there was any really a time they did it, it's when their stars weren't available. All the stuff they haven't cared about in the regular season, Denver's taken those lumps. They've learned those lessons. They've learned how to win. They know who they are. They know what each other wants to do. And that's, I wonder, man, so many teams are taking the regular season so unseriously. Are we going to come full circle where it starts to matter again?
Oh,
and the
I
teams like
one.
Denver who have taken it seriously and cared are the teams that went out in the playoffs. We'll see. It's January. It's not June. But that's where my mind's at right now.
Eric, Nuggets, do they own the Clippers?
Of course they do. I cannot stop laughing about these impassioned takes coming out of the way that you idiots look. So
every time this is our best show of all
every
time.
Time I look at the monitor, I'm like, oh, that's a great point from a moron. Look at this idiot.
Eric's such a lame sport. Eric is that guy. He doesn't do Halloween. He doesn't do anything.
You know what that's
stuff.
Called?
An adult.
I'm an adult.
Wind, do the Nuggets own the Clippers?
Yes. Yes.
Full stop.
They own the Clippers like few have owned anybody in the league before.
I tend to agree, and I think Jokic is sitting at home. By the way, another conspiracy theory. I originally said that maybe the Nuggets just didn't want to show their hand or, you know, like, don't let the Clippers get a read.
They're just not scared of them.
I think maybe they're also just not scared of them. They looked at that. They're like, should we rest him against the Orlando Magic? No, rest him against the Clippers, man. We might need him against Orlando. We don't need him against the Clippers.
We got to counter Bull Bull.
Yeah, we got to come back against
you
the Clippers.
You can just tell the Nuggets are not thrown off at all by anything about the Clippers.
Yeah, at all.
They just operate how they do. They play their game, and they just know the Clippers aren't stopping them.
Also, you get down 10 points if you're the Clippers, and you have to work 18 seconds every time to get Kawhi Leonard
to
fall away.
18-foot fall away.
And you're just like, oh, he made one. They cut it to 8. Like,
that's actually
let's
it.
Do that again.
Beyond the mental edge stuff, it's like, do strengths overlap with weaknesses, right? Matchups. Yep. And what the Clippers do well are not the stuff that break Denver's back. You know what I mean? You can go shot for shot with grueling mid-range post-ups.
So somebody said it in the chat, but this was my new, an overlooked in the pregame show, an overlooked one. Tonight's Serbian's New Year's Eve. Tomorrow's Serbian New Year. Is it possible that the Nuggets told Jokic? Stay home and party, man.
Hey, listen, man.
Not even on the bench, right? He wasn't in the arena tonight. He didn't travel. I don't think he traveled. He didn't travel. Yoke might be pissed drunk off some rock here right now.
Yoke, we know you're watching.
Me and you,
Yoke.
Me and you.
Come to the bar.
Does Jokic celebrate New Year at midnight Denver time, or is it midnight Serbia time?
Probably Denver time.
The confusing thing for me is that they all acknowledge that it's already 2023.
They do?
Yes.
It's just the new year is not.
But it's the new year. What year?
It doesn't matter.
You know, that's a story for another day.
Yeah, let's not debate this one. Anyway, that's probably, it's actually hilarious. It's probably why he didn't show up tonight.
Is Serbian New Year a bigger holiday for Serbian people than New Year's for us is?
No, I'm sure
I don't know.
It's the
Kat
same.
Says, I'm Serbian and I basically completely forgot about New Year.
Okay, so it's definitely not.
So there's your answer. Okay.
Definitely not.
We don't know anything about Jokic. He's a
the
mystery
more,
to us.
The more does he we know.
Does he even know it's Serbian New Year?
Yeah. Possibly not. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to keep having fun.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Guys, this is a new sponsor here at DNVR.
Oh, let's go.
Jive Hive.
Jive Hive.
Jive Hive.
Yo, we've got the QR code on the screen.
Oh, Thursday?
Yeah.
We do have Jive Hive as a new sponsor. We're very excited about them. But we also have to tell you about Denver Health.
Denver Health.
Incredible.
Health Medical. Do you need healthcare coverage? Do you not get healthcare coverage through your employer? Are you unemployed? Check out the Denver Health Medical Plans. They've got the Elevate Exchange Plans. It's available on the Connect for Health Marketplace. 303-602-4912. DenverHealthMedicalPlan.org. They're affordable. If you, like I said, don't get coverage through your employer, maybe you're a family who needs low-cost coverage, check these guys out. Denver Health Medical, 303-602-4912.
And you know, Wind, a lot of those challenging diseases, really treatable when you're covered, it turns out. Like scarlet fever.
Yes, good idea to have healthcare coverage, definitely. DenverHealthMedical.org. Also, our friends at Illegal Pete's, we love Illegal Pete's. There's one right down the street. We go there all the time. They got the best burritos, best nachos, best in the business. They have a ton of locations across Colorado, 10 of them. At all those locations, you get happy hour from 3 to 6 every single day.
Get the reverse nachos. Don't be a fool.
Reverse nachos.
Oh, they're so good.
Dude, the reverse nachos, what are they reverse nachos? All of what would be nacho toppings, they put them in a bowl and then even chips on the side. You dip at your leisure. When you get traditional nachos.
Chips aren't all soggy.
When you get traditional nachos, you're on the clock. You got to eat them before the chips get soggy.
You are on the clock.
What a wise man.
Illegal Pete's also the presenting sponsor of our takeover on Sunday.
This takeover sold out, by the way. It's going to be a banger.
I can't wait.
Nuggets are so fun right now.
Check out all their locations, 10 of them across Colorado.
All right, we're back here. I want to get in. Where do you guys want to go? Now, let's go to Zeke Nagy tonight. Nine points, Z-Dog. 7 rebounds, 6 offensive ones. You know, different guys have stepped up of this, you know, front court. DeAndre, I thought, was great tonight.
Yeah.
Malone made the decision to close with Zeke. And look, the Clippers play, they have Zubats. They start him, but they don't close with him very often. They like to go small, especially when they're trying to catch up. Malone trusting Zeke Nagy in the clutch tonight, that's not a small thing. And by the way, what did they score in the fourth quarter? 22 points.
Mm. Yeah.
22 points. They were locked up. Denver able to switch. Zeke Nagy able to provide some defense. Tonight was a big game, in my opinion, for Zeke Nagy.
Yeah. Well, the Nuggets were in this zone for a lot of the second half, and it worked great. Like, I thought that was a great call from Michael Malone. I thought he coached a great game tonight.
It's getting better, by the way. Like, Denver is, they're playing smarter basketball.
Yes. You can also tell just from watching them when they're in that zone, like, they're communicating more.
Yeah.
They're,
yep.
They know where they should be going, the rotations. But, yeah, you had Zeke out there who's a switchable guy. He's athletic. He can move side to side. He rebounded tonight. 7 rebounds. He's 6 so offensive tough. Rebounds tonight for Zeke Nagy. He got a block. I do feel like it was a big step in kind of Zeke Nagy's arc because he was trusted late in a close game. And they did go to Aaron Gordon to close the last couple minutes, but Zeke Nagy was out there for most of the fourth quarter. And I thought he did his job. He did what he was asked to do, and that's what the Nuggets want from Zeke.
Dude, this is it. Like, this, we are perennially in trade season in the mind of most NBA fans. But the Nuggets don't need to make a trade. Like, we're talking about they need a backup 5. They don't need a backup 5.
Zeke Nagy, really don't. It's actually my most annoying. Yeah,
yeah, they don't.
They absolutely don't. The combination of DeAndre Jordan and Zeke Nagy, like, in two completely different stylistic players playing the 5, Zeke Nagy came out like really strong. He was like in crowds of Clippers, jumping up, fighting for tough rebounds, getting putbacks, just like everything that you want. Like, he's just like playing dynamic and like playing, like, he has a spryness about him. Like, there's just something, he's getting more confident. The more time on the floor he gets, like, you can see it just, like, is building in him. And that's, like, the biggest lesson for anybody who just, like, follows the NBA is that, like, players oftentimes get better.
I thought what stood out to me about Zeke was that he was particularly good around the rim tonight.
You need.
And the hands are still a problem, right? You know, it can be stripped sometimes. I saw someone in the comments say maybe he could do well to tip it in a little bit more than bringing the ball down as much as he does. There's something to that.
I don't know that he has the touch for that, though. Man.
I know. He's kind of...
We're spoiled by Jokic. He's like, why not just grab it one hand big. And do this?
I know. Just tip it in. But I thought rebounding was generally better tonight. There was a tenacity and confidence around the rim. We've joked about this so many times, but it is like, do you get tenacious Z or timid Zeke? You know? And the former can help you out there. And I thought he was so much better around
Zeke's
the rim
a rough
tonight.
Player.
So, and that even the two, like, he had the block,
Meek Zeke.
And then he got dunked on twice. But you know what? I loved that he got dunked on a second time. He was going for it. He was trying to play defense, and that's Zeke can't worry about avoiding posters. Zeke has to go and try, and he did tonight. And I thought
that's
he played
the greatest thing. Like, a player like, oh, I don't know, Landry Shamet gets dunked on, and it ends his entire career.
Right.
Zeke Nagy's like, whatever. I'll get dunked. Like, you can dunk on me 3-4 times.
It's the,
like,
Mason Plumlee line.
It doesn't matter. Like,
he got dunked on all the time.
It doesn't matter. Like, he's still, like, he still goes back up. He's still contesting. Like, he's not worried about how he looks out there. It's just like the confidence, man. I love it. Like, everybody's swelling with confidence. Me especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'm with you. I saw somebody on the timeline. I think it might have been Seeger who was like, oh, Zeke's probably going to want to hide after this one. I was like, why?
Yeah, you
know,
why would
you know what he's doing? Kicking their ass. Playing and he got dunked ball. On. Playing and like, squeak. You're also going to lose to Jokic-less Nuggets, Clippers. Like, and Zeke's out here just dominating you. I thought this was a great game for him. A trust builder. And I think Malone closing with him. There was a lot of options. You didn't want to go to DeAndre. Okay. There was other guys you could have gone to. He went with him. He stuck with him. And he came through big. And like I said, what does Malone love more than fourth quarter shutdown defense?
Oh, it gets him going, man.
Zeke Nagy provided that tonight. He provided that tonight.
Clutch defense. It was there.
Yo, the Nuggets are good at defense.
They really are.
When they want to be.
They're getting better and better. The defense rating tonight, by the way, I think it was like 108 or something like that, according to Cleaning the Glass. Aaron Gordon tonight had a tough job, tough assignment. He needed to guard Kawhi Leonard and make things tough for him. How did he do? Aaron Gordon, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and he did hold Kawhi Leonard to just 24 points. We took the under on Kawhi Leonard points at 26. Yes. Aaron Gordon helped us hit that one. And by the way, tonight, let's just look at the plus minuses tonight, because this is sometimes they're not always telling, but Aaron Gordon's going to shadow Kawhi Leonard, right? He's going to shadow him. Aaron Gordon, plus 16 tonight. Kawhi Leonard, minus 15. Those are almost game highs on both sides of the equation there. Aaron Gordon did his job, man. And this is where Aaron Gordon really gets to shine, is against these caliber players where it's like, yep, guess what? We have a guy that actually fits that assignment.
And that's what's funny. You know, I think in all of our minds, we extend this matchup back to the bubble, whether that's accurate or not. But since that series, Denver has added Aaron Gordon, which makes them better suited for this matchup than they were even then.
Right.
You know, it used to be default answers at best. Who's going to guard the Kawhis, the LeBrons, and maybe Torrey? And
Torrey.
Aaron's a much better answer to that question.
No kidding.
So that's another reason why I feel that much more confident in this matchup. Now, I can't wait when this is all run back, when the Nuggets lose to the Clippers in the playoffs, and I'm just kidding.
Well, but that would never happen.
Well, we can say some shit like that.
I'm joking, but I really do. It's not just the vibes of tonight is my point. There's a lot of things you point to where I go, man, I love this matchup. I love it, and AG's a big, big part of it.
Yeah. I was hoping that without Nikola Jokic on national TV, Aaron Gordon was going to go for like 30 tonight and get some all-star buzz, some more all-star buzz. Like, this could have been a big game for that.
But does he need it? Aaron Gordon is not an all-star because he goes for 30.
I know. But he might get in because of that, is what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know. Wiggins didn't. Like, Wiggins got in because he was playing the elite role player
for the Warriors.
For the Warriors. But, I mean, the Nuggets are the Warriors right now this season.
They're not in California.
They're not the number one fan base by
My point is, the argument for Aaron Gordon to be an all-star is that he is elite at his role. And tonight, I thought he was elite at his role.
Totally. And I agree with that 100%.
And I think it was loud.
I agree with that 100%. He was great defensively on Kawhi. Yeah. I thought he was. And Kawhi is also just the perfect type of matchup for him. You know, we saw him guard Damian Lillard in the playoffs.
Not perfect.
But he can still affect him, but that's not the most natural matchup.
You have
the Lucas, the Kawhis. That's when Aaron Gordon is just going to be like a lockdown guy.
Luka and Kawhi are why you have Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
Outside of everything else he adds, but like, we thought we were getting like a guy that was like, you know, miscast a lead scorer, which he was for the Orlando Magic, but primarily his skill set was as a defender, and it was to contain who you're looking at in the Western Conference, the Dallas and the Clippers, and
New
the guys
Orleans,
have,
baby, like, Zion,
yes.
I think that's another one that's exactly. Like kind of fits
and
that mold.
Aaron Gordon is the perfect body type for that, and he's quick and he's long, and it's just, man, like that Aaron Gordon trade just keeps paying dividends.
Yeah. KCP was great. I don't really have a ton of notes on him. Is there anything specific on KCP?
Perfect.
Can he do anything wrong?
Business as usual.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just buttoned up 14, 3, 2, 2, 2, and 1. Like, he did everything, guarded
every
well.
Night. That's his
3 of 5 from the 3-point line, 5 and 9 from the field. Bruce Brown, we mentioned earlier, but I'll just circle back to him. He was so good. You know, whenever we talk about skill sets Denver needs, we always think about basketball skill sets. But there is an intangible skill set too, like a personality. And Bruce Brown's skill, I think, can be replaced. It's tough, but it can be replaced. But he also brings an attitude that Denver needs, man.
Yeah, I love
it. And honestly, this is the biggest thing, is the Nuggets are tough, but they're not like aggressive tough. He's aggressive tough. He punches. He doesn't just
Bruce
defend.
Brown runs around like he's on cocaine.
He really
the entire
does.
Game.
It's like a video game character.
He's like up in everybody's face. Somehow he's closing out to the corner from the other side of the court. His effort is just
like he's
ridiculous.
On cocaine.
Hey, it is like retro night.
The thief of the rumor.
Tonight maybe take a really up. Tough rumor here.
Like every other night, you'd be like, "Man, he's in great shape." Tonight. He's on cocaine.
We've been talking a lot about retro 70s yeah. stuff tonight.
There's a figure of speech, just so.
He's just going, that's going no. every single play.
He is.
That's the first thing you notice about Bruce Brown when he got to Denver.
Totally.
Because the Nuggets haven't always been a team where everybody's just going 100% balls to the wall every single play. But Bruce Brown does that. And like it's just part of what makes him so good.
He's the best.
I also think the thing I didn't know about Bruce is the size of the chip on his shoulder. And that, and I don't, like, not, like, he's a positive influence and stuff, but there's, on the court, there, I'll tell you what it is, because I know it when I see it. And we're talking relative, it's the NBA, it's little guy energy. Yeah. And he's trying to.
He's got LGE,
dude. He wants to fight you, and if you don't think he's good enough, he wants to fight you more, you know? And
by like, the way.
It's awesome.
Steer
I love
clear
that.
A vote tonight, by the way.
Sorry. I'm feeling.
Cocaine?
Well, let's not start that rumor.
Becoming a theme.
That one's rumor. More believable.
You got to put it on your nose.
He's come up one too many times.
Yeah.
Last guy I want to touch on is Bones Highland. And here's the thing. Bones shot 3 of 12 tonight. He was off. From the three-point line, he was just 1 of 6. Still in the positive, though. Still a +1 player. And I got to say, I really do think the Nuggets have figured a lot out. When Jeff Green comes back, it really is going to be difficult because he's a very good player. But I do wonder about what his fit will be like. He's to me, he's a little bit like DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre was great tonight. Jeff Green doesn't always have the energy that you need to sort of be to surround the Murray Bones two-man game. Like those two guys as your backcourt.
Yes.
And then what do you put around him? Bruce Brown, as you mentioned, just absolute maniac. Zeke Nagy plays like a maniac. Vlatko Chanchar always hustles, always doing stuff. I think you need that kind of energy. But Bones, it's meaningful to me that we always talk about. A couple weeks back, we'd say, well, when he's on, you win. But when he's off, you lose.
He can shoot you into the game and shoot you right out of it.
Well, tonight he shot you out of the game in that he was 3 of 12, but you still had a positive
shot us right out into a victory.
20 minutes tonight. Like, to me, the Murray-Bones duo is looking better and better. And not just because it's playing better, but because I feel like the identity of that has been solidified.
Definitely. Those two have found a nice balance between just the scoring responsibility, the ball handling responsibility. And I thought Bones kind of played like a point guard tonight. 0 turnovers, 3 yes. assists. He had a bunch of nice drives and dishes. I don't think he was selfish or anything tonight. He was looking to get everybody involved. So I just feel like he played composed the whole game.
He did, man. Like, man, this is it. You let Bones play like Bones plays, and then some nights he doesn't make a lot of shots, and some nights he's like Jordan Poole, and he just like decimates your squad and like ends any hope of you winning. And like tonight, he didn't make a lot of shots. He also made some great drives. He was dishing the ball. He was playing like a point guard. He was playing in a lot of different ways. He was in passing lanes. He made some steals. He mm-hmm. stayed in front of his man. He wasn't a negative in any way, and the Nuggets won. They played great, and Bones is a player that like you live with games like that. He didn't. I mean, he didn't play badly, but like he it wasn't like a great Bones game. But like this just adds to what you can expect from him. Like he doesn't have to be the guy to do all of the scoring on the bench. Michael Malone, I know everybody hates Bones and Malone, but like look at this man. Like Michael Malone has figured out a great rotation for this squad. Like the buzzword for the year is stagger. We're staggering guys. Like Jamal Murray stays with the bench.
Opponents KCP, are staggering.
The stagger, it works. And he's figured out like a rotation that makes absolute sense and doesn't put too much pressure and too much focus on Bones to be the scorer. And like when he scores, he kills you. When he doesn't, it's fine.
The other thing about Bones too is on these, and listen, it hasn't been a perfect season. I don't think everyone who's mentioned a flaw is out of their minds. It's just there's a bottom line with him that I think we got away from a little bit, which is on nights like tonight, you go, and when he doesn't hit those shots, you go, man, I didn't love a lot of those looks. But here's the thing. We've hit on this recently on this show. On this season, he has hit them. Yes. He's hitting enough of them that,
and when he does,
I'm comfortable with Bones playing him, being himself. And there's going to be mistakes along the way, but it's two things. First of all, that bench is just at a severe talent deficit if he's not a part of it, right? Yes, it can go poorly, but what are the chances of it going well if he's not out there? The other thing is he's just a sophomore, man. I don't think, like, even the very best players on this team by year two, they were not,
including Jamal Murray,
16-game foxhole guys, right? So there's got to be some patience for Bones. That gets tougher to do in what's labeled a championship or bust season. But I think on the whole, I think he's been more helpful than not this year. And you have to remember, on nights like this, he has hit those shots at a high enough rate.
This team is so good, man.
They're so good.
It's so crazy
to
me.
The key to the bench might be Vlatko.
You know what it's time to do?
He's such a good role player, man.
You know what it's time to do for all Nuggets fans? It's time to let go of hell.
So true, man. I mean, I think Nuggets fans are, though. Like, Nuggets fans are feeling themselves, man.
I can
like,
feel it, yeah.
Like I said to start the show, the Nuggets, we're all so cautious. We're all so guarded, right? Because, like, but the Nuggets keep giving us reasons to believe more. And I can't believe we're at a point where you can go on the road to LA, play the Clippers like this without Jokic, and get a win, and not just a win, a comfortable win. Mm-hmm. I think I am officially, Wind have had the great point about the Nuggets are good enough now that when they're at home, I just expect them to win. No matter who the opponent is, doesn't matter if it's Boston, Memphis,
her.
I just assume. Dude, I'll go a little bit further and just say that, like, I don't ever expect them to lose. Tonight was the last time I kind of expected them to lose tonight, and I'm like, you know what? Why? They're just as talented, if not more, than everyone else. And at this very moment, they're more connected than any other team in the NBA. Let's take a break. On the other side, we got 20 Super Chats to get to in
county.
Let's
freaking go, dude.
Pins and Aces, the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. They've got great gear. Polos, hats, golf bags, the sleeve, the beer sleeve. You know about it. Seven beers.
Yo,
cold.
Oh, I have a video. In your golf bag. I have a video we have to show that would benefit greatly from the seven beers.
Is
beer
it sleeve. Of the sleeve?
Go ahead and play it. Go and play it. This is a scene tonight in the DNVR.
Dude, our bar rules.
This is the can.
People
this is the
can
snake.
A can snake. Went all the way to the roof.
That's how good the vibes were.
Imagine
were
that, like, in your
what
golf
should we
bag.
Do? Let's make a snake of beer cans.
Just a thing to do. People got drunk and excited, man. What can you say?
Pinsandaces.com. Use the code DNVR. Get 15% off your first order and get free shipping. Polos, hats, golf bags, the beer sleeve, pinsandaces.com. Use code DNVR to get 15% off your first order. People going crazy to M&M down there.
Oh, dude. You know,
very
mom's
white
spaghetti
person Denver
on
thing
fleek.
To do.
Oh, you know what? It's a white person.
Let's go. Let's go.
26 super chats, my guy. Sportsbook. Guys, DraftKings NFL Wild Card Weekend is this weekend. Here we go. The NFL playoff picture is locked in. My go-to place for wild card round action is DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off the road to the Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, new and existing customers can get a no-sweat bet each day of the wild card round this weekend. Huge deal there. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code DNVR. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL. Get $200 in free bets instantly only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes the M&M song turned off.
Turned off. Well,
the bar had enough of that?
The bar was done with mom's spaghetti.
We can't do this tonight.
That's hilarious. Like, we had a long night, guys. There was a beer snake in the...
We've already played the song 20 times.
I just want to read, before we get to this, Jamal Murray has just been so freaking good tonight. And there's a great quote from Michael Malone in the post game where he says, Jamal Murray is more than a scorer. Jamal Murray is a complete basketball player. And I love that because I've said this a lot, that Murray is not... People think of him as a three-point shooter, right? A guard who shoots threes. He's really not a three-point shooter. He's more of a scorer than he is a three-point shooter. But even more than a scorer, tonight, post-defense on Kawhi Leonard, man.
His defense has been great.
His defense has been improving and getting better and better. His passing has been getting better. His and this year, what I'm seeing more of out of him than ever before is just the, like, floor general aspect of this.
Yes.
Like, he ran the team tonight. No Jokic. Jokic always runs the team. No Jokic. Murray ran that team tonight. That was his team out there, and he just did such a good job of
Murray
it.
Murray in the post, too. Do you remember, like, Harden, obviously, in his MVP runs at the height of it, kind of a horrendous defender, but sneaky good in posty. and teams would keep challenging him there.
Right.
It's kind of, Jamal's kind of like that.
Kind of like it,
it's
man.
It's like, man, I would put him in, put him and Jokic in a pick and roll, but if you just want to challenge Jamal in the post, the Nuggets will live with that.
Kawhi's just about as tough of a post defensive assignment as you can get. And mm-hmm. getting that steal tonight, man, like, Murray's good. And by the way, and here's the biggest thing and most important thing. He's so confident right now.
So confident.
Yeah. He just carries himself like, and I'm not saying this lightly. I know the gravity of it. He's carrying himself like he did before he got hurt. When he was scoring 50 points on the Cavs.
Back then?
I'm just saying, man.
He's
just
back saying. To carrying himself All right. like that?
All right. Here we go. Super chat time. We got 26 of these dudes.
Did you guys bring up King of the Game?
Oh, we did not.
Let's do it. I don't know if we've done it yet this year. Maybe only once.
Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, Mike.
King Mike.
I thought giving this to Jamal Murray, who I thought was great. But Mike came up big, had some big plays, and 22 points, getting to the rim, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Shouts to Jamal as well. Easily could have been.
They were both great.
Easily could have won this one. Shouts to Zeke.
This is the best game Michael Jordan Jr.
Wow, let that one slip out.
Michael Jordan Jr. This is the best game he's played in a very long time. The confidence. And the thing is, it comes on the heels of a good game last time. And it's like the same kind of good game where he's not pushing the action.
Right.
He's not just, it's not just mic time. It's like he showed Mike, us some like vague semblance of a bag. Like he was driving to the rim. Dude, it's beautiful.
Dude, those crossovers tonight?
I was like,
what's up, bro? Do you have a whole offseason in between games?
Dude, I'm telling you, he's so tall and long that those moves don't look like they're working, and then he's just around you.
I know.
Like, it always happens where I'm like, God, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh,
you're just by him
so
somehow.
Yeah, dude.
And then he finishes at the rim, and you're just kind of like, my God.
He has some crazy finishes. It doesn't look so explosive,
you're so right.
The length around the rim.
Somebody help me out here.
All right, I got you, dog. Freddie.
$5
from Freddie. KCP appreciation super chat. Leading the league in three-point percentage.
3 of 5 tonight.
Oh, you know, I saw a great nicname for him in the chat tonight. Clamptavious Caldwell Pope.
That's not bad. It's better than Cantankerous.
Clamptavious.
That was a good one, huh?
It's better than Cantankerous. All right, what else do we got?
The Cantankerous Clamptavious Pope.
Sasha N, $10 to say, Eric, shut up. Oh, that's not what he said. That was me. Sasha.
Don't say it.
Sasha. I can't say it. This one is for D-Line.
Hey, we appreciate it.
Redacted our back, baby. Yes. Fill it in with your imagination.
That was a Lakers fan trying to trip us up.
Yeah, he was trying to bait us.
That was a Suns fan.
My man is a master baiter.
He was trying to end our season.
Thanks
right
for the money.
He's a master baiter.
Almost worked. I'm not that drunk yet. Joe Clem, $15, $2. My God, did we break that team in the bubble?
That's probably so
true, popped man. We popped them.
Dude, it is crazy when you look back at that Nuggets down 16 in the third quarter, down 3-1. Like, it's just crazy to look at that because there's not that much time left. There's not that much time left in the game. Yeah. Down 3-1. And just to think from that moment on.
It happened so many times in that run. Oh. It's unbelievable.
It really is.
All right, what else do we got? What else do we got? Remember Clayton that? Fritz. That's a good name. God, $5. Man. Fellas, let us bask in the Nuggets vibes.
Oh, I'm basking.
Shout out to D-Line. I'm not going to read that last part. The GOAT. He said the GOAT. He paid for it already.
Man, I don't read it. Man, everybody loves D-Line.
Everybody loves D-Line because they don't spend as much time with him as we do.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know the four exceptions to that?
Yeah. His everyday best friend.
D-Line is the uncle. You know, like when the uncle comes and brings candy.
You guys are here raising
But you know what he doesn't do is change any diapers.
No. I mess those diapers up.
That's exactly who D-Line is. James Jimmy, $5. KCP, super high IQ player, and may end up a sneaky great all-time Nugget.
Bro, that's your take. I love
that's
this
your
take.
Take. You want him to be a Nugget?
I want him to be a Nugget, man.
Boy, he feels like a Nugget right
now. I want
now.
Him to be a Nugget. I really do want
me
him to
too.
Be a Nugget.
Me too.
TJ Price, $2. Vote AG for All-Star. It's
I want
up
him to
us.
Be a Nugget,
it's up
too.
To us.
I want him to
you
be
know
a
what?
Nugget, too.
TJ Price is right about this. You know, we can joke and complain about Andrew Wiggins, but Golden State fans said, you know what? He's winning. He's playing winning basketball.
There's more of them
and it
than
turns
us.
Out they were totally right. Yeah,
he was
the
also
MVP
like,
the
let's
finals.
Get this K-pop star to retweet his.
Yeah, that's right.
They were totally right. He was amazing.
We need Serbia.
If you want eight, Serbia.
We
this
really
is where you
Serbia. We need
star.
Serbia.
Also,
man.
Kind of a small, whatever. We'll get past it.
We need Australia, too.
Joe Clem, 15. Another one, $5. So interesting. Clippers decided to double Jamal down the stretch instead of letting Kawhi or John Wall try to go one on one.
What? Why was that interesting, man?
Jamal?
Twofold. Jamal murdering him. And also, I think they're
Jamal
just,
murdering?
This is why this was so important, though.
Such an interesting game.
This is why it's so important, though, is because honestly, if you would have told me, get the ball out of Jamal's hands and make Michael Porter dribble. I'd have been like, yeah, that's a good strategy. But guess what? Michael Porter was up for it tonight.
Yes, Mike.
I think what he's saying is like Kawhi is, some people think, the best defender in the world.
10 years ago.
So theoretically, he should be able to guard Jamal one-on-one.
That's the thing about Kawhi.
Jamal Murray has 250-point games in the playoffs. Yep. Put some respect on his name.
Gordon Glasner, doesn't matter. He's the GOAT. 13.99 to say trades?
We don't need no stinking trades. It's true. It's Gordon so true. Gets it.
He does get it.
Sweaty loose. Sweaty X loose. Sweaty. $5. Has Jamal returned? And are all the Nuggets good?
Putting it.
It's a good one. It's a good one, Sweaty. I almost engaged with it earnestly. Almost. Steve Wynn, $9.99. Preparing my trip in June for the parade. My only question is, will it begin or end at the DNV?
Oh, dude.
It definitely will end. Maybe both.
It'll definitely. They probably won't come by the DNVR bar. Yeah. We're not that. But I will say, probably a walkable distance in June.
We are going to be in this parade on my scooter. Yeah, we won't be invited. We might be doing the show on a float.
Scoot season. Hey, let's everyone. Alejandro.
It's us from the internet.
Botello. $10. It's obviously great we won without Joker, but what's more important is seeing us win via Nuggets basketball. What a great team win. Vibes are high, and they'll be higher Sunday. DNVR takeover. Let's fucking go.
Oh, baby.
I agree with y'all.
Dude, I'm so high. I'm very hyped for this takeover.
Very excited to say this out loud. Limp Triscuits, $20. So do the Nuggets get ownership papers for the Clippers now or what? Great win. The Nuggets are good. Way to handle your business.
I heard a great idea downstairs. The Nuggets now having taken ownership of the Clippers, are we able to move them out of L.A.? In the same way that the Sonics were moved, you get Howard, whatever his name is.
The Nuggets will do training camp in Crypto Arena.
Oh, all right. I love that. Love that.
What else do we got?
They don't own Crypto Arena, though, actually.
They're building their own. They're tenants, aren't they?
Well, the way crypto's going, it won't take them long to actually own it.
303 card. He paid 5 smackaroons to say. It's a nice reminder that every Nugget, even without Jokic, is good. I love the construction of that sentence. Society has progressed beyond the need for the Clippers.
That's actually a 29. Good point.
Can roll with 29.
Society is beyond the Clippers.
It's so antiquated. It's so true.
Clippers are such an antiquated concept.
Yeah. Non-media tweeters, done with the Clippers.
I will say, Steve Ballmer famously said that the iPhone. Would
the touchscreen?
Terrible idea.
He was anti-touchscreen.
Dude, the man had his eye on the Zune.
Yeah, he said the iPhone. Like, come on, that's a horrible
idea.
Was he the fraud?
Right. Ryan Kelly, $10. I'm having a hard time tempering my expectations. What do I do with my hands?
You super chat.
Let's go. P.S. The watch-alongs need to be a regular thing.
Let's go. They are really fun. They're really fun. But you got to understand, like, it is kind of hard to.
I'm exhausted right now.
Even
though we're doing the exact same thing, it's just like we're more expressive. We have to make sure we're talking. We have to remember.
Look at us yawning
people.
Right now.
It makes us tired. It's quite still tiring.
The best job in the world, but it adds up. It adds up. Donnie. $25.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just want to say I really, really hate watching Normal Pal. That's my favorite super chat ever.
That is a great one. Why
the Clippers are one of the worst watches in the league.
He played so well tonight.
I know. They're an awful watch.
Thank you, Donnie.
It was such a normal good game, though. It's like, who cares, dude?
You made my day there, Donnie. Mixer. Concerning Bones, it feels like he usually plays great at home and struggles on the road. Seems like he feeds off the home crowd.
It's true.
Most young players.
It's true, but like I reject the notion he had a bad game tonight.
Yeah. He just didn't shoot well.
Right.
But there's something to that. The shot
he had a crazy finish.
$10 from Sweaty X Los. Usually a podcast listener, but this is a huge one.
Let's go.
There you go. Thank you, Sweaty.
Sweaty no more.
Thank you,
dude.
Sweaty.
Love it.
Dylan Hackett. Not to be confused with the fired Broncos coach. LA Clippers, bunny slippers, seal flippers, it don't matter. Nuggets in four.
Dude, I love a deconstructed meme. Incredible.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, man. Vibes overload. 5-5-5-5-5-ish.
Oh, man.
I can't in good faith call this a bad win.
It was a great win.
Another great win down. Only 21 more great wins till 50 great wins. In the Nuggets led west. I like that.
Hell yeah, dude. Change it up. No longer the Midwest. Change it up.
The chat was on fire tonight. $20 from Dylan Smith. Every nugget is good. Vote AG All-Star. It counts for 3 votes today.
Let's
You've
go.
Got 20 minutes to get that
this
in.
It seems to be worth 3 every day.
That is true. That will probably come up again.
I think it's just.
Point.
I think every vote's just worth 3.
Just vote for Aaron Gordon.
Just
the
vote for
There's
him.
There's no way they're keeping track of all these votes.
No
they're
chance.
Not. They're just guessing. Andrew Wiggins, big name K, $5. Super sticker party bus en route to Ball Arena for another win on Sunday. Then Bull Bull as the post game guest. See you on Sunday. Can you imagine?
Yo, you know how amazing it would look to see Bull Bull sitting on this set
next to
oh
me.
Oh my God!
With that mustache.
To be honest, Brendan, I'm still sad it didn't work out in Denver.
Yeah, like, oh, wow. Really?
I wish I would have studied the playbook a little bit more.
Andrew Bowley. Excuse me. $5. It's wild that MPJ is the 4th best 3-point shooter on the team, not including Black.
It is funny.
Dude, it's wild.
It is. But it's encouraging that he's kept it up, you know, the winning play while the shot struggles. What's Smata? $5.
In the bar tonight.
Vibes at bar, so good. The 80s called and they said chill.
Hell yeah.
Great new Breck Brew, D-line shirt. All nuggets are gold, etc., etc. You know what it
you
is.
You know what it
yes,
is.
Sir.
You
know what it is.
What's up, Smata?
I'm telling you, people that came to the bar tonight, got their money's worth.
Great night at the bar.
Great night at the bar.
It was,
man.
It was an all-timer.
This place rules.
Man. Oh man. When it rocks, it rocks. You know what I mean? That's all right, Kel. That's all right, buddy. You got more? Carl Comstead. That's a mouthful.
Only when pronounced that way.
Comstead. Yeah, Mike is maturing into yes, Michael, with his handle. In defense.
Indeed, Michael.
Yes. Correct, Mikhail. Joke. I love our chat. Joe Clem 15. Can we talk about NJP protecting the rim on the last possession when the game was over? Fun to analyze the psyche of the team right now. The vibes.
Oh, dude.
Hell First yeah. of all, Great the psyche. Vibes. Joe, that was like your 3rd super chat. Good stuff. My man.
Hell yeah.
Mo Ashore. $100
US.
This gets an air horn.
Our guy. Tough. Unbelievable.
Gordon.
Oh,
Gordon, I don't know what to tell you, but there's a bit of a competition going on here. Shared a shot with Eric and got hooked up with the best shirt of the year.
Hell
love
yeah.
The DNVR team. Always willing to support.
That makes it sound like we had one shot with 2 straws.
That's what I saw. I saw you guys split.
Is that what you guys did? That
no, we each had our own shot. It was a green tee shot.
Said,
I had it before the show. I'm not
me
gonna
and
lie.
Eric shared a shot. Not we, shared a shot with.
All the same, what a great super chat.
Mo, you're officially a chat.
Just to be clear, we each had our own shot.
Yeah.
Well.
Is it the curly straws, the crazy straws?
We each had our own shot.
Right,
it doesn't matter if you
listen,
didn't. I mean, it doesn't matter.
So fired up over that.
Share a shot, dude.
Gordon's back in. Needs to be tough.
Let's go.
A statement win. The Nuggets showed their mental toughness, depth of talent, and passion. Those men are here to win it all.
Yeah.
Could this be the year?
I'm starting to
this is hard.
I wish we were anywhere close to the playoffs.
I know.
Think about what we just did. We have to do that again.
We are
and
flying
then it's the playoffs.
So high right now. We gotta.
I know. I'm along for the ride, man. I'm loving it. Are you kidding?
We it's get a great ride. I could it use like a good ride. Pistons loss to level me out. You know what I mean? All right, Bryson Owens, $5. It was
Would
great
the magic
at the bar.
Do it for him?
Yeah, it might. It was great at the bar tonight. And as a young sports journalist in this state, you guys are a huge inspiration to me. I've learned a lot from you, Bryson. That means a lot.
Thank you. And just to echo what Twitter says. We're not journalists. We're t-shirt idiots.
That's right.
And usually you're not dressing up like this as a journalist.
I don't know.
But we will copy everything that we did. They will copy everything
do. Maybe on Sunday there's another group of people in media dressing up like us.
That's right.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That would be
costumes.
So true. Yeah.
Can't wait to find out how the real journalists do it. What else do we got? Calais, Super K, Super Producer.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Mo chiming back in $50
Damn.
To say we had our own shots together.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Listen, we didn't need the $50, but I do appreciate the clarification. I saw Harrison was giving me a side eye.
Don't kiss a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, you can give us $50 again if you want. Also, hit up Andre, Brandon, you know, just
this
invest.
Is great.
THTR 201.
Hell
I
no.
wonder if
complaining.
Ty Lue would be interested in assisting coaching. You know what's funny, man?
Probably not.
We
actually.
Lauded, and I thought rightfully so, Ty Lue's coaching job without their guys in seasons past. Just a reminder of what a bubble we all live in. Clippers land,
furious at his rotations. What is Ty Lue doing? Should he be fired?
Yeah, every coach has bad rotations. Just every understand coach. This.
I want to hear what Mo thinks about Ty Lue's rotation.
Mo, feel free to chime back in. Alex Swingle, like Joseph last show, first super chat ever, and come
hell
out
yeah.
to meet you on Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Can't wait to take over the Orlando Bulls.
Let's go.
Fro Dev is elite.
Let's dude, Fro Dev is elite.
The greatest thing I noticed about Fro Dev when I went down, as the night went on, the Fro started to slip further and further back down his head, and he had a combination Afro mullet. It was a sight to behold.
That was great tonight. $2 from Haley Keel.
Haley Keel.
I'm in Colorado, y'all. Let's go.
Hell yeah, Sunday.
Flew in for the takeover.
And finally,
we got a couple people
James
flying
Davis
in.
Said he wore his bonus DNVR shirt to the game.
Oh, my God.
Lots of Nuggets fans in LA tonight taking the dub.
Take that dub on the way out.
You can't spell Nuggets without a W.
One more from Buzzer Don Juan.
Don Juan, big win with no Jokic. Nice chops, Adam.
Hell yeah.
No drunk philosophy tonight.
No drunk philosophy. Hit that outro music.
Quickly, hit it.
Hit that outro music, Curry. You guys rule. Tonight was
a
vibes fest.
What a
fest.
Night, dude.
Man, remember when we were all like, oh, Nuggets. The last like month or so has just been like, oh my God. That's what it's all about. That's why you pay your dues.
What a
so
treat.
You get
what a treat.
What a treat.
With the fellas, no less. Do check out this Mile High City Golden Ale. Breckenridge Brewery tonight in the house.
They were great. They were great.
They had some great giveaways. And I'm telling you guys, Sunday, we do this all again. I'm going to have to take Saturday all off. I'm just going to sleep. I'm just going to rest so I'm ready and recovered for Sunday's game.
Mo has chimed in on the Ty Lue
rotation. Thank you, Mo. Thank you.
Ty Lue needs to stop being a punk and start forcing these guys to play.
Okay,
right.
Good to know. Thank you.
Hey, man.
I want commission on that
I'm telling you, Steve Ballmer, he's done so many things right. And like he's like, everybody wants the owner that just spends like they don't care, right? He's doing all that, building a state-of-the-art arena and everything. He just made one mistake. He picked the wrong horse.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to put all my eggs in the basket of Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi's like, I don't ever want to play.
He's like,
damn it.
Kawhi's like, this is the early retirement plan.
Play?
Yeah, he's like, I just wanted to live in LA.
I take a helicopter to practice. Yeah,
sometimes. I feel like it. You guys were awesome. Retro Night was a hit. I loved it. I don't know if it was a hit or not, but it was fun as hell.
It was a hit.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
It wasn't a hit. Play the beer can snake again. You tell me, was tonight a hit?
Look at this beer can snake. Retro Night!
Let's go!
We love you all. Hit that like on the way out.
Let's go!